Yeah. I was just kind of disappointed, but it was worth seeing.
You also got another birthday present for your birthday. Big Fatty gave you a shout out on Big Fatty Online.
And he did. I'm so touched.
Let's listen to that right now.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty gave you a
I was just kind of disappointed.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4786 of the BFO for right the 12th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. I swear I'm losing it. I'm just losing it. Big Fatty, you never had it to lose it.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you
hello, getting worsers. Big Fatty, that's you. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, it's just getting worse. It's getting worse. I'll just start off. First of all, the Nip has just sent me a message saying that he's going downtown also. He says he's had shenanigans today. I'll tell you about them at Friday at Fatty's, including turning on the windshield washer instead of putting the car in park. And it sprayed all over the man standing at my window telling me to put it in park. Y'all, I'm no better. I'm no better off, y'all. I took the Nip to pick up Betty White. You know, that's his car. He had new tires put on and an oil change and all kinds of stuff. And so I took him up to the Ford dealership. Y'all, I was coming back home and I pulled in here at the villa. And yo, it had been a very hardy tree. One of my trees has just it's either not getting enough water or it's getting too much water. And y'all, it doesn't really matter because I think it's gotten both. Because I pulled in and I said, you know, I don't know if it's not enough water or too much water. So y'all, I pulled the hose over and just had it spraying water on it. And I said, all right, I'm going to run in and put my wallet away and everything and the car keys. And I'll come back out and turn it off. Well, y'all, that was about, probably 1:30-ish. And y'all, five or so minutes ago, it's 4:15 now. Y'all, it just gets worse. It absolutely just gets worse. Big Fatty, especially for you. Yeah, well, what can I say? Well, can somebody show me the way downtown? Big Fatty, you're leading the pack. Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but 2.5 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, how the hell does that happen? I'll tell you. Y'all, the first, y'all, it's today. Today, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Many new listeners may not recognize those voices, but y'all met met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Y'all just as nice. Just as nice a pair of people that I've ever met. But y'all, they came. Y'all, they used to do a little show called the Game Night Gals. Y'all, they would choose a board game. Big Fatty, is that B-O-R-E-D? No, I think it was B-O-A-R-D. Oh, okay. Well, I'm B-O-R-E-D then. And then they would play the game. They'd explain the rules and then play the game while they recorded the little show. They were big. They were very active in the Pride 48 community. Y'all, the one celebrating today is none other than the one and only Curtis Hill. Big Daddy, we love Curtis Hill. Is he related to Christina? I don't think so. But y'all, then on Saturday, met this person many times at the Pride 48 out in Las Vegas. She always used to coordinate our group supper at the Peppermill. Yes, Big Fatty, you just recently went there on your last trip. I did. She used to do a little show. She's done a couple of little shows. Inked, Blind, and Confused. Big Fatty, was she inked? No. Was she blind? No. Okay. And y'all, then she did one about people that were dead, and I don't remember the name of it. It's the last curtain call or something like that. Y'all, I'm talking about none other. Oh, and y'all, she brought her mother to a meet and greet with Big Fatty out at the Ratland in Anaheim. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Melissa the Confused. Big Fatty, we love Melissa the Confused. And y'all, then on Saturday also, it's the summer celebration of exiting the birth canal for Turnip Head. It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, I gotten the e-letter from the Turnip Head. Y'all, it's a very Turnip Head centric little show today. Well, it is World Gin Day on Saturday as well. That's the second Saturday of June every year. Yes, Big Fatty. And Turnip Head's going to be prepared. He sent a lime report in. Two big old bags of limes for $5, or you could get one bag for $2.99. Big Fatty, I'm sure you got two. And y'all, the turnips. The turnips are on sale. $1.79 a pound. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, Turnip Head also sent in those those questions about Gail and King. And one of them was, has anything disappointed you, either in what the system misses, what it flattens, or what it cannot seem to understand? And I really couldn't come up with too much on that. But y'all, I thought of something. It's y'all, I cannot get Gail and King to understand their respective names. They keep changing names. And y'all, in the instructions I put in there, King is always the male voice and Gail is always the female voice. And y'all, they're still fucking it up. Still fucking it up. But y'all, there are more questions from the Turnip Head. So let's get to them right now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly
the turnip head again today. Next question was, what has been the strongest emotion you felt listening to the recent Ruination, the early years episodes? The strongest emotion is happiness, because, y'all, it makes me giggle. Whether they're fucking it up or things that I just don't remember or people that I hadn't thought about and they come back in my mind. So that's my biggest emotion. Has the process changed how you think about the BFO archive, Pride 48, or the community that formed around those years? Well, I hadn't really thought about that. The BFO archive, y'all, it will always be out there. That Moose Pete, he's the archivist, I believe, and I think he's got every episode of the new show. But no, I hadn't really thought about that. I will say that I've added these shows, you know, as a trial. But y'all, I'm trying to put some content out there. Big Fatty, you might as well stop right there. No one is accusing you of putting out content. Well, you know, since so many other little shows have sort of gone to glory. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, when will the BFO be next? Oh, please, please. Music, it's true, y'all. just trying to catch up. There's still another question and some comments, so we'll hit those next week on the BFO. But y'all, wanted to finish telling you about my hump day and tell you about Thursday, other than taking the nip to the area. Y'all, after we got Earl Grey wash, y'all, we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as a new on Hump Day, went to the Vons East. Y'all went off and left my list here at the villa. Y'all, it gets worse. But anyway, y'all, what is that? 26 third 30 cooked white. I don't know what that is. I'll have to think of what that. Oh no, that's scrimps. They had the big bag of extra large scrimps cooked. Buy one get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, I picked up a bag of the radish cowens. Y'all, they had the butterball boneless turkey bazoons on sale. Got one of those. I got me a jug of the lactate fat-free milk. It was on sale. Y'all, they had something. They have something new called the Triscuit Snack Mix. And y'all, it's just overpriced crackers. But I had a coupon, so I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all, they had the buffalo chicken dip. Buy one, get one free. They had the family size Triscuits. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. And y'all, they had the Jeff peanut butter on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Spent $50.56, but I saved $29.24. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all got back home, and I what did I do? I put away my provisions into the larder, and y'all, then I was Wednesday afternoon. I can't remember what I did. I probably watched some things on the TV machine, and I had to take the Nip, follow the Nip up for him to drop off his car at the Ford dealership, because he was going to leave it there overnight, and they were going to work on it first thing on Thursday morning. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm sounding like Archer. I'm clearing my throat so much. Just a typical evening here. I played the Candy Crush while I watched the Atlanta Braves. They got the asses beat 2-1. The Cloroxed hosiery up there in the Chicago's, y'all, they beat them twice. So hopefully Thursday night they can keep them from sweeping. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And headed to bed, slept like a baby. Y'all got 100 on my sleep score. Y'all, it doesn't get any better than that. And then on the amount of time I slept, y'all, 8 hours and 55 minutes. Couldn't believe it. But y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, I slept so late that my little man that picks up my newspaper and puts it on the porch, I didn't preclude him from being able to do that. Yes, because you're so nice. And then got up, did my puzzles, had my coffee, had some more of that toast from the bread that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, made and brought to me. And y'all, it's thick. It's hearty is what it is. And oh yes, Big Fatty, you know the butter on it is Laurel. So Laurel and Hardy. Okay. Big Fatty, put me on the downtown bus too. You're there. y'all, then I was off to senior size class. Came back and turned on the Price is Right, and then the Nip said, okay, it's time to go. And so y'all took him up there, and you heard the rest of that story. And then I overwatered the plants, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, by the way, if you didn't figure it out, the half birthday is Turnip Head's summer celebration, because, you know, it's too cold to celebrate in the winter. So he celebrates it 6 months later. Oh, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. He's double dipping. I wonder if he'll have prime rib. Big Fatty, no, they have that at the wintertime when it's too hot to eat prime rib in June. Well, not in Little Mexico. Well, that's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Game Night Gals, and y'all miss hearing them. And Brian and Curtis, anything you want to say about today?
Big Fatty gave you a...
I was just kind of disappointed.
Oh, well, I'll try to honk your boat. And I mean,
on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
Big Fatty, can you oogle one more time?
And leave a message or just matter with the fat one and poodle.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it, Big Fatty.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.